This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
The Park Theater is closing at the end of November. The downtown theater has been open for 75 years, and for the last five has been owned by Paul Freiberger and his wife Katie, who bought it weeks before the COVID-19 pandemic hit. Katie tells us here at 98 that they decided to close because of economics. The rise of streaming services, increase in supply costs, and a drop in theater attendance all contributed to the hard decision.
For us to be able to continue keeping the doors open, we are basically donating, I would say, anywhere between $3,000 to $5,000 every single month out of our own pocket just so Park Falls can have a movie theater.
She's grown up with the theater since she was
really, really little. I don't even remember what movie was playing. I just can remember being in there as a very small child with my brother and my sister. And, knowing that I have that memory kind of locked in my mind, I'm just glad that we're able to give that experience to other people.
The theater has hosted other events like comedians and even a local prom in 2021. The Freibergers will stay in town. Katie owns a business, Decor Door on Division Street. They are planning to sell the theater. The Park Theater closes Sunday, November 30th. Its final weekend showings are free admission and focused on the holiday spirit. This weekend is Christmas Vacation. Next weekend, A Christmas Story. And Elf will be the theater's final movie. The Wausau area Hmong New Year brought thousands to Rothschild over the weekend, celebrating their 50th year in the U.S. Isabella Nieto has more.
The two-day celebration featured fashion shows, dance competitions and performances, and vendors at the Convention and Expo Center. Now Vong Tao spoke at the celebration. He was among the first Hmong to arrive in Wausau 50 years ago.
I'm very grateful to see the 50 years. Because, like I said, we come with five people, and three gone already. And unfortunately, to see the 50-year celebration, I'm very happy.
He says he's glad to see the whole Hmong community come together to celebrate the new year, and he has some hopes for the future.
I hope that we will have more educators, we will have more government officials, and we will be able to contribute back to the country.
The celebrations also featured a flute performance by Tung Chair Shong and remarks by Minnesota State Representative Liz Lee. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
According to a new release of school report cards from the state's Department of Public Instruction, or the DPI, the Shawamigan School District, quote, exceeds expectations, end quotes. It's one of the 85% of public schools in Wisconsin that have met or surpassed expectations. The report has multiple details, including 654 students were enrolled in total for the 2024-25 school year, and according to the DPI, more than half of those students enrolled in 4th through 12th grade were considered economically disadvantaged, with about 14% of students having disabilities and about 7% were English learners. And most students, about 92%, are on track towards graduation, based on benchmarks for math, language arts, and absenteeism rates. That's the same or higher than 84% of districts in the state. Thursday, November 20th, from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., there's homeschool and virtual learning wreath-making with the Fields Public Library. You can call or stop into the library to sign up. The deadline is November 14th with one wreath per family. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, November 20th, from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., over at 174 South Ader Avenue in Phillips. The number to call for the library is 715-339-2868. Wisconsin Democrats have introduced a bill that would lower utility costs at a time when one in four Americans struggle to afford their energy bills. Savannah Tomielsen has the story.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, energy prices have jumped by 40% just in the last 5 years. In Wisconsin, residential energy customers are paying about 30% more than they did in 2020. That leads some families to make hard choices, like Jill Sexton and her husband, who live in Wausau.
I'm in my 60s, and so is my husband. We've each raised a couple of kids. He's on Social Security, and I'm on disability. Our house is heated by gas, and we're on a fixed income, and we're doing everything we can, yet we still cannot keep up. I ended up taking a part-time job specifically to cover the increase in our electric and heating bills. That ain't right. Here is our reality. Each month we choose between paying the electric bill and heat bill or filling our prescriptions. Some months I don't buy the medication. Some months we stretch food until the very last day.
Representative Darren Madison is from Milwaukee. He's introducing a bill that would require Wisconsin's Public Service Commission create a program that limits utility costs to 2% of a household's income.
When fully phased in, the 2% income payment program will be a fully universal and automatic program, making it so that no one ever has to pay more than 2% of their income on utilities again. And that's something to clap about.
For this bill to pass, it would need Republican support, which is unlikely in the legislature. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
A new center in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers play the New York Giants Sunday in the Meadowlands. Elgton Jenkins lost for the season after suffering a fractured bone and ligament damage in his left leg against the Eagles. Sean Ryan will take over at center.
I'll make the most of it. Unfortunately, we play a game with, you know, a pretty high injury rate, so it's always the next guy up. But you know, my number got called, so I got to go out there and perform.
Women's college basketball, Wisconsin with a win at home over Bowling Green, 90-78. The Badgers now 3-1. Men's basketball, Marquette over Little Rock, 89-49. NBA, the Bucks losing in Charlotte, 111-100. Doc Rivers asked, did they find any open shots against the Hornets defense?
I thought there were opportunities. We just didn't take them. We were settling on the first option the entire night. I can't wait to see our sets, how many one-pass shots that we took tonight. That's just not how we've ever played. But that's how we play tonight.
That's the Bucks, Doc Rivers, with sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a sunny one today. Beautiful day with a high in the upper 40s to near 50 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the upper 20s. And then tomorrow, another great day with sunshine and a light breeze at a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.